Well, I'm joined now by Peter Phillips, director of the Tallis Scholars. Peter, 40th anniversary year, and boy, what a year. You started with a major concert, and it goes on. You've got a busy international schedule. You've got a prom. You're packing them in this year.
Yeah, it's wonderful.
Yeah. Well, how has the group actually evolved over those 40 years when you start looking back now?
Well, I think what's happened is that we've become more and more skilled at singing the music that we sing. This concert is of music that we've sung very often in the past, and yet every performance, I think, has something new and informed about it. And there's no shortcut to that. You have to spend the years learning the trade, and I think that's what we've been doing. I think the sound has got slightly stronger and more secure, but essentially it's the same vision that I had, or oral vision that I had all those years ago.
It is quite astonishing. At points in the Palestrina Mass, there were just 8 voices singing and filling this enormous building. It is a big sound.
Yes, it is a big sound. And I think it carries because it's so well-tuned. I think if it was out of tune, it would sort of fracture in a building like this, but it carries straight, you know, and that's very exciting to conduct.
How did you choose tonight's programme?
Well, I was asked to put together music that we've performed a lot, and we've recorded, and there's a history behind every piece that we're doing tonight, actually. And I mean, I could have given you many programmes along those lines, but this was the one that I particularly wanted to do.
And a programme that you evidently take great pleasure in, and great pride as well.
Yes, well, I mean, planning a programme that's of interest to concert goers and radio listeners is not easy, actually. You've got to get the balance right. It's not a church service.
What is special for you about this building, Tewkesbury Abbey?
Many things, actually. I've worked in here really quite a lot. Our first broadcast on the BBC was from here, and we made a television video about William Byrd in here, and I've had the great privilege of conducting the Abbey Choir with the boys in 2 evensongs. It's not my normal job to conduct boy choirs, but this was great. And anyway, the sound in here, every time I've been in here, has been a wonderful sound. And a beautiful thing to look at. I'm sorry your listeners can't see it.
It is very, very spectacular when you look up at that vaulted ceiling and those roof bosses, and it's all picked out in paintwork and gilding again. Mm. And the sound just floats right through this wonderful building. It's great.
That's quite right. Absolutely right.
It's fantastic. Peter, we'll look forward to the second half of tonight's concert, because I know we're going to have some fairly spectacular floating sounds coming up. Peter Phillips, many thanks. And while Peter prepares...